Today's shir is Masechta Nazir Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had learned the opinion of Rav Dimi, who Rav Dimi teaches us that he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Heta Mitzdarf L'Isser. Rather, Rav Dimi's opinion is that the reason why, when would somebody be chayiv for eating something that is usur, that's mixed with something that's mutter, if he could eat in the matter of time of kedei achilas pras, as we've discussed, there's a question how long that time is. Is it anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes? If he could eat a kazayis b'kedei achilas pras of the food that's usur to be eaten, for example, truma or chametz, that's when and why somebody would be chayiv. So ask the Gemara Esrei, Abaya asks a question to Rav Dimi. A braisa regarding an issue that we discussed in our previous year. We have shtei kupas, we have two boxes, achas truma v'achas shel chulin, one is holding truma, one is holding chulin, lufneim shtei soim, and then there are two smaller containers, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, and one container holds truma, and one container holds chulin. V'nafel elu teich elu, and the contents of the smaller bowl fall into the larger bowl. And now we don't know. If the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma, that would be the best option. Because then we could assume that the chulin remains chulin and the truma remains truma. But if the chulin fell into the truma and the truma fell into the chulin, that would, of course, change the entire discussion. Says the Braisa, Shnei Matarim, everything remains mutter. Shani Omer, because the Halacha tells us that we could assume Chulin Tai Chulin Naflu, that the Chulin fell into the Chulin, the Truma Tai Truma Nafla, and the Truma fell into the Truma. Now, makes Abai his point. This Akadata Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras the Raisa, that if the Halacha is, that even if you have a mixture, but you go, if in that mixture there's enough of a kazayis to be eaten in the kedei achilas pras, in the time to eat, in that time frame. So then it's osur midaraisa. So then, how can we be lenient? Asked the Gemara. Amaya minishani oimer. How can we take this lenient approach and assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the chulin? And the truma fell into the truma. And Abaya explains his point. Bishlam ladidi damina. Says by according to my opinion, that I say that that we don't follow the concept of kedei achilas pras. The only reason when we spoke about in the previous year where somebody ate porridge, which is made up of chulin and oil and garlic of truma, because I take the because we say hetem etzdarf l'isser. That's why over here we could be lenient, because we'll explain, says Abaya, that this price is referring to a situation where there's so much more heter than hisser. There's so much more chulin than truma. And as we discussed in our previous year, even if we follow the concept of heter mitzdarf l'isser, we only say heter mitzdarf l'isser when there's more isser than heter. But if there's more heter than isser, we don't apply the concept of heter mitzdarf l'isser. If that's the case, now our Gemara, this braisa would be very understandable. If the truma fell into the chulin, it still would not be a problem, because we don't combine the truma with the chulin, because there's much more chulin than truma. And since there's much more truma than chulin, then we say heter mitzdarf, we don't say heter mitzdarf l'isser. So even in worst-case scenario, we don't have anything to worry about. And therefore, even if midrabanan, we're machmer, here, we're not going to be machmer because worst-case scenario will still not be hetem etzdarf l'isser. So ask Tosfos. In our previous year, we discussed the case of Kutach HaBavli. And the question is, why is the Gemara lenient in that braisa? There, we would indeed have to be concerned for heter mitzdarf l'isser. Isn't there more isser than heter? Says Tosfos that when we're learning now that when there's roiv heter, we don't say heter mitzdarf l'isser. That's only in a case where the heter is the minority and it doesn't give tam. When we spoke about the kutach, where we were concerned about the chametz was giving tam, and therefore, even though it was the miut, we would still say hetem etzdarf letzda. But now asks Abaye to Rav Dimi, Ela dacht am rishim the ikav kazayis b'tei cheles pras, if there's enough truma there, that if you eat the kazay, you could eat a kazayis b'tei cheles pras. So the teretz that we, the explanation that we just gave, ki nefusha chulin, that there's more chulin than truma, that wouldn't help for the concern of kazayis b'tei cheles pras. Amalei, so Rav Dimi responds as he did in the previous year. Hanach le truma v'zman hazeh, we can't bring a raya for truma v'zman hazeh, because since it's only drabanon, and since it's only drabanon, we could be makel. Tosfos also points out that we have to be speaking here where it's min b'shein aminoi, where it's like, for example, kemach chitin and kemach soirim. That's where we say roiv. But when it's min b'minoi, says Tosfos, that we don't say min b'minoi. Then we don't say the concept of hetem, that it becomes bottle b'roiv. Moreover, we're learning now, as just to review, we're learning now that even though we, under certain circumstances, we say hetem etzdarf l'isser, under certain circumstances, we don't say hetem etzdarf l'isser. Normally, in order to say hetem etzdarf l'isser, there has to be more isser than heter. However, if the isser is something that gives tam, there we don't say hetem etzdarf l'isser, even if the heter is, even if the isser is the miut. We begin now another sugya, and that's the sugya of tam kicker. The Gemara, the Rishonim debate if the Isser, which we're going to describe, of tam kicker is the Isser deraisa or is the Isser derabonim. What is the definition of tam kicker? That is, if the tam of something, the tam of something usser, got absorbed by something heter. Do we say that cause the heter? There is no mamoshes. There is no real substance of issa here. But there is the tam of the issur. Tam kicker says that that tam makes, even though this food mutter, since the issa gave tam to the heter becomes usur. Again, the Rishonim point out that when do we say tam kicker? We say tam kicker b'min b'b'she'en aminoi, that the food that's usur and the food that is mutter are not of the same type. And therefore, the taste of the isser is noticeable in the heter. But if it was something that was min b'minoi, so even though you have tam isser, but the tam isser is not noticeable in the heter because they're both the same, let's say a kosher piece of meat and a non-kosher piece of meat. The non-kosher piece of meat gave tam to the kosher piece of meat, but it's the same tam. There we don't say tam kicker. What is the reason why we would say tam kicker? So some Rishonim explain that the chiddush of tam kicker is that even though we don't have any more than tam here, just the taste, the halacha treats taste equal to actual substance. Other explain that what tam kicker accomplishes is that once the heter got the tam of the isser, the heter is no longer heter. The heter now became usser. Why did the heter become usser? Because what makes a food is the taste of the food. And now this kosher food, this heter food, absorbed the taste of non-kosher food. That makes the kosher food really not kosher. And explains the Karen Ira that what do we need, as we're going to learn, halacha to teach us the tam kicker? Because we would think that when the Torah says something is usr, it only said it in the situation where we have the actual food that's usr. What the psukim, what the Gemara is going to teach us, is that even tam alone has the ability to make something, is considered like actual isr. Amle Abaya. So asks Abaya to Rav Dimi, Mihai, Mimai, yesterday we learned, Rabbi Yochanan taught us the high mishras, the pasuk that says by Nazir, mishras anovim moyeshta, we're saying came to teach us the halacha that we've been discussing, lehetim etzdar flosu hudasa. Ask the Gemara, Dilma, maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us is litim tam kikudasa. The pasuk is coming to teach us, like we just learned, that the tam of something that's asur, if it's infused into something that is mutter, then the halacha is that it'll be tam kicker. So as we speak about tam kicker versus hetem etzdar eser, what would be the practical nafkamina? Is let's say somebody cooked grapes or soaked grapes in water and then removed the grapes. That would not be a situation of hetem etzdar eser. Because hetem etzdar eser is like the case that we learned in our Mishnah, where the bread actually is holding wine. When the bread is not holding wine, when the bread is not actually holding the wine, that is not hetem etzdar eser. But it is tam kicker, because the taste of the grapes, the taste of the wine, is infused in the water. So before the Gemara goes into the subject of tam kicker, the Gemara asks a different question. Ulabaya, mikarka kashle, at the beginning asked the Gemara, Abaya didn't understand my the kamar of Dimi, what Rav Dimi said in the name of Yochanan, and he asked in the Shurim all different types of questions. And now, Hodr, Vamale, Litin Tam Kicker. Now, he's asking a question that, and what was Abaya's question? Abaya's questions were all based on Rav Dimi saying, Rav Yochanan saying, that Hetem Etzdar Fl'Isser is a halacha that only applies by Nazir, and Abaya felt that it ought to apply to all areas of halacha. Now, he's saying that we shouldn't say Hetem Etzdar Fl'Isser at all, and he's suggesting that we should say only Tam Kicker, answers the Gemara. What happened here is the following. Abaya posed a number of questions to Rav Dimi, and Basa the Shanilei, and Rav Dimi was able to successfully answer all those questions. So now Abaya asks Rav Dimi, Dilma, why are you saying that the Pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach us the halacha of Hetem Etzdar Fl'Isser? Why don't we say that the Pasuk is coming to teach us Tam Kicker? Those Rishonim that say that this whole discussion in the Gemara is highly unusual. And this is not really in the original text of the Gemara. It was inserted by the Rabbanan Savroi. Says the Gemara, L'chiratanya. And the Gemara says that the Braisa teaches us the following. That the Braisa supports that the Pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach us the halacha of Tam Kicker. Because the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, V'chal Mishras Anovim La'yishta, Litein Tam Kicker. Says this Braisa that this Pasuk is teaching us the halacha of Tam Kicker. To teach us, as we said, Shimshara Anovim B'mayim, if you soak grapes in water, V'yesh B'm Tam Yayin, and now they obtain the taste of wine, Chayiv, and the Nazir now drinks that wine, he will be Chayiv because of Tam Kicker. Mikan, and continues the Braisa, at the Don L'chol Esurim Shebetayra, this becomes the source for all other Esurim in the Torah, that will say Tam Kicker. Why? Says the Gemara, Man Nazir. A Nazir, suggests the Gemara, is a more lenient Isser. Ein Isser Esa'olam. The halacha is that a Nazir is not a Nazir for an indefinite amount of time. A Nazir, as we learned, a typical Naziris, is only 30 days. Then Isser Esa'olam. That even though Nazir, of course, may not drink wine, he may benefit from wine. He's allowed to sell wine. And furthermore, V'yesh Hetel Isurai. A Nazir's Isser is an Isser that could become null and void, as we've learned so many times. Somebody could go to Rav and have his Naziris mutter, have his Naziris annulled. Yet, we're learning from the Pasuk of Mishras that the halacha is also by Tam Kikker, that the Torah treats Tam Kikker. So Rash, we learned the Gemara, when the Gemara said now, Oman is Nazir Sheini Surus Oilam, means that Stam Naziris is 30 days, Yesh Hitel is Surah, and that the Nazir can become Nazir, that Nazir can lose his Naziris through his being matter the Naziris, says the Gemara. So Kaliya Karen, when we speak about Kaliya Karen, which is Surah Usur Oilam, we're never allowed to have Hana from Kaliya Karen. Visurim is a Hana, we're not allowed to benefit from Kaliya Karen. Vein Etel Isurim, there's no Heta for that Isur. Something which is climb remains permanently Isur. Ein Adin, she asked by Tam Kikker, certainly did Halacha should be Tam Kikker, is Asur. Vuhu Adin, and Allah. And then the Braisa says, Allah, Sosha should have the din of Tam Kikker, Bishtayim. Because in two of the ways that Klayim are more stringent than Nazir, they are by Orla as well. Orla is also by Anob, and there's no Hetelis Surah. No, Orla remains permanently Osir. Whereas it's the third Chumrah that we said by Orla, which it's forever, is not by Orla. Because the peiris that grow from a tree after the third year are mutter to be eaten. But still, they have some heter. Says, ask Taisus, what we just learned is difficult to understand. This that we said that the orla is mutter after 3 years is not true. The orla fruit, the fruit that grew in the first 3 years, is also forever. The fruit that goes in the fourth year and on is mutter. So the Rishonim answer that the way to understand the Gemara is that the Isser of the Paris is something, fruit that, we're not speaking about this specific fruit. We're talking about the tree. And what the tree produces in the first 3 years is indeed Usser. After the third year, what the fruit tree will produce, that locha is, that will be Mutter. Other Rishonim say that the difference between Orl and Klaim is different. There's nothing wrong with planting a tree. Even if we plant a tree and the tree produces Orla, that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, go plant your tree, and during the first 3 years, the fruit may not be eaten. By Klaim, it's not just that the fruit that's produced through Klaim are Osir. The actual planting of Klaim is Osir. Another pshat that the Rishonim point out, that Orla, the Chachamim, the 3 years are based on what Bezdin determines are the 3 years. Because we know when it comes to Orla, the year is counted from Tu B'Shvat. But Bezdin, we know, as we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and in other places in Shas, the halacha is that Bezdin has a right to manipulate the calendar. So Bezdin has a right to manipulate that a Nazir, that can be matted in the Naziris of a Nazir. Bezdin can manipulate the calendar year that it shouldn't be Orla. By Klayim, it's not the same way. Another way that the Ma'am Chalva says, the Gemara means to say, is that Klayim are also even to B'nai Noyach, whereas Orla and the Naziris are halachas that only apply to B'nai Yisrael. Amalei, So one of the Rabbanon said to Abaya, Rabbi Vua, that he said that when the Pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach us Hetem Tzaraf Isser, is going according to Rabbi Kiva, that teaches us that the word Mishras is coming to teach us that by Nazar we say Hetem Tzaraf Isser. The Braisa that says the Mishras is coming to teach us Tam Kikker, it followed the opinion of the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Kiva and don't hold that we say Hetem et Starful Issa by Nazir, and therefore they use that pasuk to teach us Tam Kikker. Ask the Gemara, Hi Rabbi Kiva, where do we find that it is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that by Nazir, we say hetem mitzdarf lisser. Ilema Rabbi Kiva dehacha. If we're going to suggest it's Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, the Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, I'm a filish shorapita b'yayin. If somebody soaked his bread in wine, v'yesh b'kadeh l'tzarev kazayis, and now if I combine the wine and the bread, that means I don't have a kazayis of wine itself. And again, remembering that Rabbi Kiva holds that the shear that a nozer may not drink of wine is a kazayis. I don't have a kazayis of wine. I only get to the kazayis because the bread supplements that I now have a kazayis. So obviously, Rabbi Kiva from our Mishnah was teaching us that the reason a nozer is chayv malchus for eating such bread is because we say hetem mitzdarf lisser. Umamai, says the Gemara, who says that that's the way to learn the pshat in the Mishnah? Dilma, maybe the way to learn the Mishnah is kazayis beinei. That the halacha is that there's a kazayis of wine. And therefore, since there's a kazayis of wine by itself, that's why it's chayiv. If that's the case, why did Reb Kiva in the Mishnah have to use the word kedei letzarev kazayis? Because the wine is not noticeable by itself. The wine is absorbed in the bread. And that's why he used that wording. V'chi teima, asked the Gemara, if that were the case, that we have a kazayis of wine there on its own, so then, of course, Maila Memra, what would be the chiddush? So, as the Rishonim, maybe what the chiddush would be is that we say tam kicker. So the answer is that he should have said that elsewhere. Why does he only say it by Naziris? Says the Gemara, Ehachi, asked the Vechita in Maila Memra, if we have a kazayis of wine here, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? And it says, the Gemara, the Fukim Tanakama, what the Rekiva is coming to do, is say that he is not, he's disagreeing with the Tanakama, that the Tanakama said that the shear of wine by a nazir is a revius, that the Fukim Tanakama do mach yishta revius yayin, and comes the Rekiva to tell us that the shear is a kazayis. So if that's the case, the Mishnah is not a compelling proof that Rabbi Kiva holds hetem mitzdarf lisser. Maybe Rabbi Kiva also only holds tam kicker. Ella, says the Gemara, the way we know Rabbi Kiva holds that by nozer we say hetem mitzdarf lisser, Rabbi Kiva de Braisa. It's Rabbi Kiva that's taught in the Braisa. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, nozer shishar pita b'yayin. If a nozer soaked his bread in wine, and here the Brice is very clear, Voch kazayis vipas miyayin, you only have a kazayis if you combine the bread and the wine, then the nozer is still chayiv. Here, the Brice is very clear that the Brice is teaching us that by nozer, Rabbi Kiva says, hetem mitzdarf lisser. So now that the Gemara has established that according to Rabbi Kiva, the reason we say, we use the word mishras by nazir to teach us the halacha hetem et starf l'isser, ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Bereder of Ikler Rashi, Rav Kiva, the Kamakam Lel Hai, the Chom Mishras, that he used the pasuk of Chom Mishras, which is stated by a nazir, to teach us the halacha of hetem et starf l'isser, ask the Gemara, Litein Kam Kikim Menolei, where will he know Tam Kikim? Says Tosfos, what is compelling the Gemara to say that Rabbi Kiva certainly holds that we say Tam Kicker, and the only question he has is where does he learn it from? So Tosfos answers that we have in our two shiurim, we've learned two very important concepts. One was the concept of Hetem Mitzdarf Lisser, and one was the concept of Tam Kicker. Says Tosfos, it makes much more sense that to accept the concept of tam kicker than hetem mitzdarf lisser. Because when we say tam kicker, so going back to the example that we learned earlier, when we have a kazayas, whatever, we have grapes that were soaked in water, and the water absorbed the taste of the grapes, of the wine. So now I have isser. When I have hetem mitzdarf lisser, where we find is that we have a half, as we discussed, we have some bread and we have some wine, but we don't have only isser. So if we have to choose a halacha which is the easier halacha to accept? The easier halacha to accept is the halacha of Tam Kikar. So if Rabbi Akiva is saying that the pasuk of Mishras by Nazir is coming to teach us the Hetem Mitztarful Isser, he must, says Taisvis, have another place where he learns Tam Kikar. Litin Tam Kikar Minale answers the Gemara, Yal Mi Basa B'Cholav. He learns it from what the Torah teaches us, the halacha by Basa B'Cholav. Lav, Tam Ba'almahu. When somebody cooks milk and meat, so the meat absorbs the tam of the milk absorbs the tam of the meat. The meat absorbs the tam of the milk. So all we have here is tam alma. And yet, of course, that's the halacha of that would be asur, hachinami. So we learn from here to all other halachas of the Torah that we say tam kikar, loishna. Rabbanan, say, so why do the Rabbanan say that we learn Tam Kikar from Nazir? Why can't the Rabbanan learn Tam Kikar from Bas B'Cholav? Answers the Gemara, the Rabbanan mi Bas B'Cholav lo germinan. The Rabbanan say we can't learn from Bas B'Cholav because Bas B'Cholav is Chiddushu. Because we think about Bas, why ask the Gemara, my Chiddusha, what is the Chiddush of Bas B'Cholav that makes Bas B'Cholav a unique halacha that we cannot learn from Bas B'Cholav to other areas of halacha? Ilaim the high luchudei shari, meat, we're talking about kosher milk, meat. Milk, we're talking about kosher milk. So each one by itself is mutter. Or behadadi asr, it's only when I combine them together, that's when they become asr. Klaim nami. So says the Gemara, that's not a unique halacha. There's precedent for this. The halacha of klaim that we just discussed. Klaim, high luchudei shari, when we mix two fruits, this fruit is a permissible fruit, v'hai l'chudei shari, and this is permissible, and only b'hadi adadi, only when we mix them together, is it usr. And as the Rishonim point out, it's not only klaim of planting, any case that the Torah speaks about klaim, when we speak about shatness of a beged, so each type of material for itself is mutter, it's only when you put the wool and linen together, it's usr. When you work with two different animals, each animal you're allowed to work with. It's only when you work with them together. So you see that this concept is not unique to Bas B'Cholav. Ella, says the Gemara, the Chiddush of Bas B'Cholav is that the Isser of Bas B'Cholav is only when you cook Bas B'Cholav. And therefore, Midaraisa, Itarle Kule Yamai B'Chalba, if you soaked milk in we soaked meat and milk all day, shari. Midaraisi would be allowed to eat that meat. Midrabaran, Rashi says, it's asr. Vilam of Ashle, Bishule, but it's only asr when you cook. So there's a chiddush that the chiddush is that it has to be asr only when it's cooked. Here we see that the isr, the primary isr, Bas B'Cholav, is to when you cook it. So it's very interesting, Shaila, that was posed to the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav was asked a question where there was a chocolate that was brought to Israel, a milk chocolate, and there was a concern that the fat that was used to make the milk chocolate was actually an animal fat. And the question that was posed to the Chabina Rav is that the way to make that determination, if there was a meat fat, animal fat, in the chocolate, was there was a way to do a laboratory test. But the laboratory test involves cooking up the piece of chocolate. And the question is, if there was Bas B'Cholav in that chocolate, so it would mean that you would be cooking animal fat together with milk. And as we just learned, that is exactly what the Torah says one may not do. The Torah says we're not allowed to cook Bas B'Cholav. So what is that? Would one be allowed to do? And obviously this test was taking place in Israel where there were Jews who were involved in that laboratory. Would one be allowed to do such a test or not? So Chabina Rav says a very nice chiddush. He says, why did the Torah say that we're not allowed to cook Bas B'Cholav? He explains that the Torah says we're not allowed to cook Bas B'Cholav because the Torah was concerned that if we're going to cook Bas B'Cholav, we may come to eat Bas B'Cholav. Says the Chabina Rav, that's only in a case,
Says the Shemini Rav, that concern is only in a case where we're concerned that by cooking, you may come to eat. In this case, it's obvious that this individual is not interested in eating basar b'cholov. The entire reason this test is being conducted is because there's a concern that there's basar b'cholov here. And since there's a concern that there's basar b'cholov, we don't want to chas v'shalom eat basar b'cholov. When that's the situation, explains the Chibina Rav, there's no isser to do that cooking. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara now, if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva Nami says, Rabbi Kiva, that we just said, we asked the question, where does Rabbi Kiva learn Tam Kicker? And we said Rabbi Kiva learns it from Basar B'cholov. Ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Kiva say that we learned from Basar B'cholov? As we just explained, Basar B'cholov, Chiddushu, it's a unique halacha, and we can't learn from there to anywhere else, to other areas of halacha. Says the Gemara, Ella, Rabbi Kiva learns the halacha of Tam Kikr, Megu'ulei Oiv D'Kachavim. The Torah says that any time you have a pot, a pan, a keli of an akum, you have to kasher it. Dam Rachmana, as the Torah tells us regarding the vessels, the utensils that Klal Yisrael took after Mechemes Midyan, and the Torah over there describes the halacha of kashering. The Torah says, "Kol davar shiyava be'esh, taviru be'esh v'tar." That means the Torah says that the concept, which is the fundamental concept of kashering, of kabbalai kach paltai, that if you have taste that's usur absorbed into heter, you have to expel that taste, and the way you expel it is the way it went in. So if you boiled something in a pot, the way to kasher the pot is by hagola, boiling out the isser. If you use the pot without liquid, you would have to do libut. So says the Gemara, the Amar Rachmana, kol davar shiyava be'esh, tavir esh betar. Lememra, we see from here that the isser that's absorbed in the pot is usser. But what's absorbed? Asked the Gemara. Gulei of the Kachavim, what is absorbed in the pot? Lav tam abalma, just the tam. You don't have actual food absorbed into the walls of the pot. And yet, usser, the Torah said that one has to get rid of that tam. You have to kashi your pot. Hachanami, from here we see that the halacha is that loishno. Ask Tosfos that how can we learn the halacha of Tam Ki'ikr from Gulei Nachrim. Gulei Nachrim, the halacha is the food that was absorbed, the tam that was absorbed by in the Nachri's pot is something that's usur forever, for everyone forever. Nazir, the wine is not usur to everyone, it's also not usur for everybody. So Tosfos answers that the pots of the akum had to be kashered from wine as well. So we see that any absorption has to be taken out. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbanon, who have been learning the halacha of Tam Ki'ikr from the halacha, the Rabbanon have been learning that we say Mishras comes to teach us by Nazir, that we say Tam Ki'ikr. Ask the Gemara, why do the Rabbanon have to learn the halacha of Tam Ki'ikr as a special limud by Nazir? Why can't they learn it from Gulei of the Kachavim? Rabbanan Nami Tepeklei Gulei of the Kachavim. Why can't they learn it from there? Amalei answers the Gemara, Hasam Chiddushu. The Rabbanan respond that the halacha of kashering is a chiddush. And since it's a chiddush, the Habakal HaTayr Kula, the halacha is that after something is nice and tam l'bgam, it has a foul taste. The halacha is that really non-kosher. So here, if the pot was not used for 24 hours, now the tam that was absorbed into it is not usur anymore. And yet the Torah says that you have to kasher the pot. So we see that that's a special chiddush, that even though b'chala Torah kula, tam, pogum, is not an issue, here the halacha is that we were machmer. And therefore we can learn from there. Says the Gemara of Kiva Nami. So if that's the case, why does Rekiva able to learn Tam Kikah from there? Amar v'huna loyasa Torah elagdei deri bas yoyma. Indeed, says the Rekiva, the only pat that had to be kashered was a pat that was used within the last 24 hours. And in that case, the Tam, the Lav Nois Tam Gambu, the Tam is not Pogum, and that's where it was kashered. Rabbanan, kederi bas yoyma Nami, even if it's a pot that was used within the last 24 hours, efshur loypaga b'herta, there was still pgam, and yet the Torah says that you have to kasher it, and therefore we see from here this is a unique halacha, and therefore we cannot learn from this halacha to other areas of halacha. Here we're learning the halacha of nois tam b'gam, and of course the halacha of nois tam b'gam is a very important halacha whenever we speak about kashering. Because the halacha is that whenever you kasher a vessel or utensil, the halacha tells us to wait 24 hours before we kasher the vessel. Why do we wait 24 hours before we kasher the vessel? Because what we want to do is we want to make sure that the tam is tam pogum. And as we're explaining, something which is really tam pogum does not require kashering midaraisa. Because the tam, once it's pogum, it's not significant, it's not something that we really have to reckon with. And therefore, if we have to kasher something, we wait for 24 hours, and therefore any tam that is there at that point is already tam pogum, and therefore the kashering is much less of a serious issue. And in fact, there are some paiskim that suggest that let's say you have a vessel that you need to kasher, and as we just learned, you should always wait 24 hours when the vessel wasn't used before kashering. Let's say you can't wait the 24 hours. You're under time constraint that you need that vessel earlier. Suggest the Paiskim, what you should do is boil that vessel with something that's caustic, with soap or detergent. What that will do is that any tam that's in that vessel now is tam pogum. Any tam that's in that vessel at this point is tam pogum, so now you don't have to wait 24 hours. Because the only reason I have to wait 24 hours is to get that the tam should be tam pogum. But here, I already made the tam pogum, and therefore I could avoid needing to wait the 24 hours. So as we've been learning, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, what we learn from the word Mishras. The Chachamim say that we use those words to teach us the halacha of Tam Ke'ikar. Rabbi Kiva says we use those words to teach us Hetev Mitztarif Le'isser. And what we learned in the Aflamet Hei, that Rabbi Yochanan said that B'chol HaTorah Kula we don't say Hetev Mitztarif Le'isser, only by Nazir that the Torah teaches us from the word Mishras, Hetev Mitztarif Le'isser, is obviously following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Rav Acha Barei de Rav Avila Rav Ashi. This that Rabbi Kiva says that we b'shari surin shebetayra, we don't say hetem et starif le'isser, it's not explicitly stated Rabbi Kiva, but rather as we've been learning in our shiurim, Rabbi Yochanan says that that's how we should understand the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. What Rabbi Kiva just said is that by Nazir, the halacha is hetem et starif le'isser. It was Rabbi Yochanan that said that this din, that Mishras, that Rabbi Kiva says, is a halacha by Nazir, is only by Nazir, nowhere else, says the Gemara. But why? Shouldn't we learn, just like Rabbanon, that they learn Mishras teaches us Tam Kikar, we should learn, just like Rabbanon, use Mishras to teach us that Tam Kikar is halacha b'chol HaTorah Kula. Nishma Rabbi Kiva, shouldn't we say the same according to Rabbi Kiva? Lav Amri Rabbanon, haven't the Rabbanon taught us that high Mishras, when the Torah says the word Mishras and Novim by Nazir, and the Rabbanon learn from there that the Halacha is Litein Tam Kikar, the Rabbanon now say, Mikanat Adon L'chol Surim Shebetayra, that by all Surim we apply the concept of Tam Kikar. So according to Rabbi Kiva Nami, that he uses, says the Gemara, the Kamalikim Lahai Mishras Latim Etzdarif Lisser, that he uses the word Mishras to teach us Hatim Etzdarif Lisser, Lema, shouldn't we say that from here we learn, L'chol Surim Shebetayra, that we say Hetem etzdarf lisser. Answers the Gemara. Amalei mishum davahat. Nozav achata shneksum abayim keechot. There are two places that we see hetem etzdarf lisser. And the halacha is, v'kosh shneksum abayim keechot ein melamdim. As we often explain, the Torah, if the Torah says a halacha, it would be enough for the Torah to say this halacha once. And once the Torah establishes a principle, it becomes the halacha all over. But if the Torah says it twice, why did the Torah say it twice? Wouldn't it have been adequate for the Torah to say it once? And from there, we should learn to everywhere else. Must be, the Torah is telling us, the where the halacha is stated, that is the halacha, and where it's not stated, it's not the halacha. So it says the Gemara Nazir, that we say hetem starf laws is by Nazir. Hodamara, but Kiva keeps on telling us that the word mishras, which is stated by Nazir, is to teach us hetem starf lisser. But ask the Gemara chatas mayi, what is meant when the Gemara says that by chatas we say hetem starf lisser? The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the kama chatas, call any food asher yiga b'psori yigdash. Ask the Gemara, what does ashiga mean? Yochal afil loibala. Even if this food did not absorb anything from the chatas, it just touched it, it should be yigdash. Says the Gemara, that isn't halacha. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says b'psora at she yivla b'psora, and some of the taste of the chatas goes into the other food. Yigdash lias kumayhu, that whatever touches the chatas should be like the chatas. Shem psulihi, if the chatas already became pasul, it's pigul or nasser. The meat that the food that touches the chatas and absorbs from the chatas, if so, will also be pasul. Yom kshera, and if it's kosher, teichel kacham shaba. It should be treated like chatas meat. And we know that halachas chatas meat could only be eaten by male kohanim. It could only be eaten inside the azara. It could only be eaten for yom v'layla. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us. Hetem etzdarf l'isser. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that we use the Mishras to teach us Tam Kikr. Why don't we learn the halacha of Hetem etzdarf l'isser for, why don't we learn the pasuk by Chatas to teach us Hetem etzdarf l'isser? Mishras by Nozer will tell us take Tam Kikr, and Rabbanan and Chatas will teach us Hetem etzdarf l'isser. Says the Gemara, Tzrichi. The Rabbanan say that the pasuk by Chatos is also teaching us Tam Ke'ikr. We have two pasukim now that teach us Tam Ke'ikr. That's not, and therefore we should now have an issue that Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echad and Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. No, we can't. We need to have a pasuk by Chatos and not be able to rely on the pasuk by Nazir. Because Rachman and Gabachatas, if the Torah had only said the halacha by Chatas, have mina nozir loyosmina. We can't learn nozir from Chatas. Shin the nozir mikotchim loyopinin. Chatas is kotchim. And we know that the Torah is typically very strict when we speak about kotchim. So nozir, which is not kotchim, the nozir can't drink regular wine, we can't learn from kotchim. Because Rachman and Gabachatas, nozir, have mina nozir loyopinin, shim the chame surei. With the Torah, is very makbah by a nozer. The fil chartzen osalei. A nozer can't even eat a pit, even though pits are not something which is normally eaten. And b'chala tarakula, we know something that's shloike der achila is not an issue. Still, by nozer, the Torah was machmer. And therefore, even though the rabbanon have now two psukim to teach us tam keikr, it will not be considered shnei ksum abayim keechad. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that Nozer and Chatas are Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echad. Amalach L'may Tzrichi. Bishlam Ikos Rechman Mekchatas. Says the Gemara, you're right. If the Torah had only stated this halacha, which Rabbi Kiva is using to teach us Hetem Etzdarf L'Isser, by Chatas, Legom and Nozer, we know we cannot learn Nozer from it. The Chulam and Kachin L'Gemrina, we can't learn Chulam from Kachin. But as says the Gemara, Lichta Rechman Ben Nozer, it should be enough that the Torah should have said the halacha by Nozer, v'chatas teif minei, the kolos surah shemitayra, we often find that the Torah learns halachas from Nozer. It must be that the reason the Torah said the halach of hetem etzdarf l'isser by Nozer and the halach of hetem etzdarf l'isser by Chatos to turn into k'shei k'sum abayim ke'echad, that we will now say Eimelamdim, and the halacha is that only by Nazir and Chatas will there be a halacha of a Rekiva of Hetem Mitzdarf Lisser and nowhere else. The question that the Gemara said, that Nazir has its unique attribute, that even something that's normally not a problem, Chartzen, it's Shloike Der Rechila, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's not a question according to Rekiva. Because that is part of the Hilchas Nazir. It's not something out of ordinary. Rabbanan, says the Gemara, even if you'll say, the Rabbanan say, we could learn Chattis from Nazir. Chattis lehetem etztarf l'isser. The Hapasik that says by Chattis, that we learn hetem etztarf l'isser, and we can't learn it, and we can't learn from there for the rest of the Torah, because chum mekotchim loy gamrinan. A mishras that the Torah says by Nazir, Seder Rabbanan, is here to teach us litan tam keikar. But from Nazir, as Rabbi Kiva also just said, we can learn lekal tar usun shemataira the tam keikar. Rabbi Kiva says we can't learn from Nazir for the rest of the Torah. Tavayu, to both the pasuk by Nazir and Chattis are coming to teach us hetem etztarf l'isser. And since we have two psukim that teach us this, havle shnei ksuvim habayim keechad v'shnei ksuvim habayim keechad ein melamdim, we can't use that as a source. Here we've been discussing in our Gemara the case of hetem etztarf l'isser, the case of tam keikar. And our Gemara spoke about a case where meat of the chatos touched other meat, and the halacha is that that meat gets the kedusha of the chatos meat. There's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. We know in halacha there's often a discussion of a yisachar zvulun arrangement, where there's an individual, a talmud chacham, who's sitting and learning, and there's a zvulun who's supporting that talmud chacham. And the question is, the zvulun who's supporting the yisachar, is he considered as if he's learning himself? So Rav Avram Plagi uses our Gemara that says that, just like our Gemara says that anything that comes in contact with the chatas, anything that comes in contact with the kachim, is treated like kachim. So too, he says, a yisachar and zvulun, since the zvulun is supporting the Yisachar, it's as if he's learning himself. And in fact, I saw that those suggest that the Zvulun may even be more, get more schar than the Yisachar. Yisachar sometimes says, maybe in the middle of his learning, interrupts his learning. But a Zvulun, he is doing his job as he's supposed to do. He's giving the support that he's supposed to. The Chavetz Chaim was once saying Birchas Hamazon. And when he came to the part of Birchas Hamazon, Rachim Noah, he said, "Al tatzuchen l'dei matz bosu adam, shloi nevesh shloi nikolem loilam void." And as he was saying that, he was sawing. He says, so his Talmidim asked him, "Why are you sawing?" So he says that there are two people. There's this Zvulun who does his part of the deal and supports the Talmud Chacham as he's supposed to. But the Yisachar is not always learning all the time or learning as the way he's supposed to. And he says when they're going to come to the Olam HaEmes, the Zvulun is going to think that the Yisachar deserves much more schar than I. He sat and learned. I lived a life of luxury. But what's going to happen maybe, it's going to be just the opposite. The Zvulun, who did his part of the deal honestly, will get his schar. And according to the way we're learning, he'll be treated exactly like the Yisachar. But the Yisachar will have to answer for the time that he didn't learn properly. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. We're concerned about Shlei Nevesh, Shlei Nikolim, Leilam Voed. That we should be able to say that our learning was done the way it was supposed to be. And Chas V'Shalom, when we come to the Olam Emes, we should come proud that we were able to spend our lives learning and learning the way we're supposed to learn.